So I'm off buying things with which to cook. It's actually kind of interesting because I have not really cooked for a long time. Like, made a good gourmet. What is it? What does Big Fatty say? Gourmet cook. I have not gourmet cooked in a long time because Mr. Anderson went on a no-fun, low-fat diet, so I don't get to make those delicious things like cream sauces for your linguine and fettuccine and pesto. Oh, I'm gonna make pesto.
And don't forget the pizza rolls and the hamburger helper. Yes!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cream sauces for your...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 643 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of July, 2010. Y'all, let me just look here a second. Yes, Big Fatty, 2 weeks from today... Big Fatty will be hoisting it over to the Ark, and y'all have got an update on that, and I don't think Scotty's gonna like it. Wop, wop. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, Big Fatty is dragging. He is dragging this week. Y'all went to bed on Monday night and tried, you know, because, you know, Sunday's usually my night that I have the trouble sleeping. Y'all, it seems like somebody shares that problem with me. I believe it was Jay the Haunt Cub put that on the Twitty. And it wasn't happening again on Monday night. And I'm just like, okay, this is not good. This is not good. And y'all... I couldn't go to sleep, and y'all, even worse than not being able to go to sleep, y'all, I had this, had a tune stuck in my head. Y'all, do you get those tunes stuck in your head? Well, y'all, this is what was stuck in my head. Yes, Big Fatty, let's play it so we can hear it just going and going and going in your cranial command.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks. Y'all, let me just assure you that I was saying anything but aw, shucks. Y'all, I don't know how this shit gets stuck in my head, and I don't know how to get rid of it. And sometimes if I turn the TV on, that'll kind of distract me. But, y'all, then it's the light from the TV. And, y'all, I've got the little sleep machine that is playing the water sound. Y'all, maybe I just got too many things going on. I don't know. I just don't know. But, y'all, and I get in the bed, and I lay there, and, y'all, it's just like I'm on fire. I'm just on fire. Break part of your own fire. Please extinguish yourself. But anyway, I'm really not on fire. Really, Big Fatty? I would have sworn you were being literal there. Y'all, that is a country steak and mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And... So, you know, finally the core temperature cools down, and I even the other night I got out and went for a little nipple walk. We did a little nipple walk just to see if that would, you know, just kind of take take away some of the day or whatever. Yes, Big Fatty, you are a wordsmith today. You're just spitting it out. So anyway, but y'all, it didn't work. And you know, I'm tired again. I'm tired. Hopefully I can stay awake through this little show. You know, Y'all, I'm recording this before the wipeout on Tuesday night and the downfall. Y'all, I've really gotten where I enjoy the downfall. It is like the millionaire, but it includes broken shit. And y'all, you know, who doesn't love broken shit? But anyway, y'all, I don't have a damn thing to talk to you today about. Y'all, I do have to tell you that I am terribly, terribly missing that Kim Beva. I hope everything's going well for the renovations over there at the lodge, because y'all, she has been intertubeless, for almost, well, it's been a week already, and y'all, I don't think that the intertubes are supposed to be restowed until Friday. But y'all, what can I say? Now, y'all, a couple of things. I have not heard a word from that Daniel Beba about if the Big Brother show is going to be posted anywhere or not, or if it's going to be on the Pride 48. I don't know. Still awaiting a decision from that Daniel Beba. And, y'all, now, I will not be on it this Friday, but, Sarah from that How Much Do We Love, will be there, and, y'all, she's got some episodes to catch up on, cause, she's been entertaining the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. Out there in, California. Y'all, they visited the Hearst Mansion. As opposed to the Charles Mansion with the deer urine sprinklers, they did not get to visit that. So anyway, but Sarah will be there this Friday. Y'all, speaking of visits, y'all, it appears, and I've written to the little Aussie battler Scotty about this, but y'all, it appears that. It's looking less and less like I'm going to be able to do the day trip to London in August on the 7th. Y'all, because I'm still waiting on information, and I just can't I can't commit to it until I see how this is all going to play out. And y'all, I'm afraid it just isn't going to happen. So the good news is, Dan from that Flat 29, won't have to escort for Big Fatty. And, y'all, by the way, I don't know, and there's never been a clarification of this, but, you know, Dan's, brother, is it Tristan? Is that what his name is? Tristan? All right, something like that. Tristan, he's going to be in the Dreamboats and Petticoats. And, y'all, I don't know, but he plays many musical instruments, and he's been surrounding himself with those musical instruments, and one of them is the saxophone. And, y'all, it may be Tristan's fault that Big Fatty wasn't able to sleep on Monday night because that saxophone playing the Professor Winston theme. And I don't know if that was Tristan playing it or not, but something tells me it might have been. It might have been, y'all. I don't know. So, y'all, I can't commit to London right now. I would love to go down there. It was a crapshoot from the beginning. And I said from the start, this is only a possibility. And y'all, I've heard from Stephen the Uck, and y'all, he's got an injury, y'all, and there's a male nurse coming by to massage his prostate or something. I don't know exactly all the details, but y'all, it sounds to me like there's some sort of puppet show going on. I don't know. I don't want to read anything into it, but anyway, so Scotty was was going to go be visiting some friends, and he was going to rush back to London to see Big Fatty. And y'all, Scotty, just go ahead and make your plans, because I don't know that it's going to happen. In fact, I'm more than 50% sure it ain't going to happen. So, and y'all, that's just sad. It's just sad. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, speaking of Stephen the Uck and a prostate exam, y'all, he sent me some more stats, this week's stats on the BFO, what do you call that app? And y'all, for the droid hemorrhoid droid, y'all, we are static. We are static at 8 active installs. I don't understand. I don't understand why the 30 people who have the free version have not upgraded to the full fat version, y'all, because that is where the love is. That's where the love is, y'all. So if you've got that hemorrhoid droid, upgrade to that full fat version, y'all. And y'all, but the big news is over there for the island. And y'all, we have had 105 downloads, and y'all, right now, the prophet that Steve Jobs has still got his long arms and fingers on is $145.93. And y'all remember, he will not write a check. No, he will not write a check until you hit $150, Big Fatty. So y'all, I think we're about faux downloads away. So y'all, please, if you know of someone who can help out the Pride 48 by downloading the BFO app for them, perhaps they've recently received an absorbent iPad or an inappropriate touch. I know there are some people who have just gotten an inappropriate touch. It's unfortunate that Miss Kathy Bacon didn't get an inappropriate touch when she bought her new computra, but y'all, no, she didn't do it, and you know, what can I say? But y'all, we're just about 4 away, so please talk that up so we can hit that. This time next week, I want to be telling you that the check has been cut. The check has been cut. So anyway, anything you can do to help would be lovely. Just lovely. And, anyway, and there's some other kind of, there's downloads, okay, downloads and updates, and y'all, speaking of updates, that Stephen the Uck has another app, and what is it called? It's called the Gay Player, is that what it is? Let me just go over here to the iPhone. Yes, the Gay Player, PLAYER, and y'all, it's all these gay radio stations. Around the world, and y'all, he just added that Q Nation to it, so you can hear that Daniel Bieber and Nigel from the future. They'll be on that. That you can hear them right on that. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. So anyway, Chuck and David B, I'm still waiting to hear from that Daniel Bieber about the Big Brother little show. Y'all, Paul sent me, I think this is Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Y'all, he sent me a link where you can buy everything bacon. Y'all, they've got a bacon watch and a bacon belt. They've got the Mr. Bacon's Big Adventure game. There's a bacon platter. What is that all about? Oh, it's a platter that you put your bacon on that looks like bacon. Huh, how about that? Now, y'all, I am not saying that I need any of these, because I don't. We've got the bacon squeeze water bottle. I've got a bacon wallet. The Gravitas sent me a replacement for the original one that Puffretti sent to me. Y'all, sunrise at the meat Opia puzzle. Y'all, it's a puzzle of bacon. Who knew? No, and there's luncheon meats on there also. Okay. We've got the Mr. Bacon versus Monsieur Tofu. Y'all, Big Fatty's got that. The bacon tuxedo gift bag. Y'all, I don't need a bacon tuxedo. Thank you so much, though. Y'all, there's all kinds of shit. And just, you know, Moose, the number one fan of the BFO, sent me the bacon popcorn. And y'all, I've gotten all the rest of all this other stuff. The toothpicks and the mints and the floss, gotten it all, and the bacon beans, gotten it all, y'all. So anyway, but thank you so much, Paul, for thinking of Big Fatty and sending him the beautiful thing there. Now, y'all, KC out there in Denver, y'all, he sent me a little e-letter that says, "Damn, Big Fatty, every time I remember to log on to the Pride 48 on Friday nights, it's 7 p.m. in Denver. I know that's not the time zone that matters. I always miss the LFC and the pretty one." Y'all, that would be me, because y'all, on that show, I'm just the pretty one. I am just the pretty one. So please spread the word that the Pride 48 weekend was fantastic to us listeners. We're out here. We may be lurkers, but we feel so connected to many of you podcasters. I honestly went through a withdrawal and depression when the live weekend was over. I felt like I had to leave a weekend event with friends, and I just wasn't ready to say goodbye. So BFO, since I know that you are the ubiquitous, y'all, ubiquitous, that sounds like a good Words with Friends word, ubiquitous center of the podcasting universe, I'm counting on you to spread the word. Y'all, absolutely, I'll spread the word if, KC, if you can get something else spread. Oh, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. But y'all, I think a lot of people felt that way after that weekend. And y'all, and KC, you need to get a Android hemorrhoid or an iPhone, and y'all, then you can listen on the BFO app to the little fatty cast, because it tunes into that Pride 48, so you don't have to be at the computer. Now, let's see, what else have I got here? Hi, Big Fat One, been a lurker for months. Michael has sent this to me. He is also in the UK, in the UK, y'all. And here's Big Fatty talking about not going to London. But y'all, he's on the South Coast. Must be over there near Bath or Brighton. That's over where that Rich is, y'all. And y'all, Rich is just crazy. He's crazy. Aw, shucks, cheese sandwich. But y'all, Michael sent me a little song. Let's just say, no, I don't have time to play it today. Dear Gussie Big Fatty, you got us all excited and then you didn't have time to play it. And y'all, it was something about, pussy. Oh, dear Gussie. Michael, you need to quit lurking quite as much. And, anyway, dear Gussie, because y'all, Big Fatty loves a lurker, but he loves them more when they poke their little heads out. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I have gotten zero voice letters this week. And y'all, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to start going back and reading the spam mail again. You heard Gavin, y'all, by the way, he's got a new podcast. It's about losing weight, and y'all, I don't know if you want to listen to it or not. Maybe it'll be a good balance for the Big Fatty Cast, or for that special podcast from out there on the surface of the sun. I think they talk about gourmet cooking.
Cream sauces for your...
I got your cream sauce right here! Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.